我们教会的一个最重要的一个事工。
Missions is one of the most important ministry in our church.
作为基督徒，一个有生命的基督徒，我们一生的我们最重要的责任也就是传的福音。
The biggest purpose of our life for a Christian is to preach the gospel.
刚才那个雷弟兄分享的啊，我觉得非常非常棒啊，他把自己的专业放下来，把这个专业呢用在传福音的施工上面，非常专业。
I was very impressed with our previous brother who had give up his vocation and pick up.
在网上你可能见不到这些啊听众，你不知道他们的背景，但是神也许就在这当中呢兴起了一些得救的基督徒，然后呢可能过后的他的事工比你做的还要大。
Maybe you cannot see who you are preaching to, but who knows, God may be using those people in that his ministry or her ministry will be even bigger than yours.
我在十几岁的时候呢，当时家里出现了很多的悲剧。
When I was a teenager, there was a lot of tragedies in my household.
我在69年的时候，我一家有四口直系亲属，在一年之内都死了。
Four of our family members passed away in a single year.
我的母亲，她的丈夫，她的爸爸，她的哥哥，她的姐夫，都是我的直系亲属，也是她最挚爱的家人，一年之内全部不幸的去世。
Fortunately, my mother, her father, mothers, husband, four family members.Close family members will pass away within a year.
然后我母亲呢，当时呢，接到这些噩耗以后呢，精神崩溃，被送到精神病院。
My mother went mental, and she was sent into a mental institution.
我当时是当时有个上山下乡的运动，我在十七八岁的时候被送到农村去。
I was sent down to the countryside when I in my late teenage years.
在那个家破人亡的时候呢，我觉得生命已经没有意义了。
I thought life was meaningless when I facing the family being broken and.
离开这个世界呢，死呢可能是最好的一个选择。
But I thought that death is the best solution and leaving this world.
所以在当时呢，我已经没有什么希望，但是有一个老姐妹跟我传了福音，她的福音呢讲得非常的简单，虽然你没有希望，虽然没有人帮助你，但是耶稣会听你的祷告，你能够求助他，他会看过你，有一天你都会到天堂去。
An older sister reached out to me when I felt hopeless, and that her message was straightforward and simple, that when you have no hope, Jesus is your only way out.
当时我还是一个不信上帝人，唯物主义的，因为我们在中国的接受唯物主义教育，看不见，这都是迷信。
I was not a believer back then, and entirely materialistic, and I could not believe anything that cannot be seen.
六月以后，就经过六月的挣扎以后，我有一天晚上痛哭流泪。
Six months later, one night I was in full tears.
我相信那是上帝，是圣灵在我心中的感动。
I believe that was the touching moment of Christ.
也是借着那位老姐妹把这个福音传给我，为我祷告。
And by that older sister that the gospel was reached me.
那个老姐妹她一生都是在传福音安慰，在我最困难的时候来帮助我们。
That old sister has been spending her entire life preaching the gospel.And helped people.
当时他一个月只有40块人民币，那个40块当时是在国内当时的工资，这个40块是很多的钱的。
He lived on a monthly income of 40 RMB.
他40块从他弟弟香港寄给他的，他每个月收到这个钱以后，当天收到，当天就把这个钱呢去分发给不同的家庭，这个受苦的家庭，有受难的家庭。
Even that income was mailed in by his brother from Hong Kong, and the moment he received it, she will give it to the people in need of help.
他给孤儿寡妇，也给那些被关起来的传道人的家庭。
She gave it to the widows and gave it to the people, the families of the people who were incarcerated.
然后每次呢，他到我们家，当然我是孤儿寡妇，然后呢，每一次呢，都拿五块钱、十块钱、十斤粮票啊，来给我们。
She always gave me $5, $10, maybe food stamps, to help me out.
我到他家里的时候呢，看到他吃什么呢？酱油和稀饭。
When I get to her house, I see she was eating, congees and with soy sauce.
后来我离开了中国，我开始走上全世界的侍奉的道路。
After I left China, I become moving on to full-time ministry.
我一直没有敢跟他讲，因为他在国内，我们这些在做全身侍奉的时候，你不能在国内公开你的身份。
I never broke the news to her because it was not favorable for her.
我想他家知道他所结的果子，他一定非常非常高兴。
I think she knows the fruits, and she will be very, very happy.
他活到了102岁。
She reached a life of 102.
我想我今天走上全时间的侍奉，离不开当时他把福音传给我。
I believe my full-time ministry today cannot be separated from the fact that she helped me with the gospel.
所以我想呢，有一天呢，我们在天堂见面的时候呢，他会非常激动的。
I'm sure she'll be exuberated one day when we reunite again in the heaven.
所以我们把福音传给这些困难的、绝望的、无望的这些人，我觉得神借着我们的简单的言语会拯救这个人的生命。
I believe when we preach the gospel to those helpless and hopeless, God will use these moments.
所以我在这个老姐妹把福音传给我以后，后来我得救了以后，我觉得人生最我重新考虑我的人生，我到底要做什么一个人，我应该做什么事情。最后我觉得把福音传给那些无望的人，就像这个老姐妹把福音传给我，改变了我生命，得到新的希望，能够在这个属灵的道上来侍奉神。
After I was saved, I struggled to figure out what is the purpose of my life, and I believe that spreading the gospel to those people who felt hopeless and helpless is my purpose.
这几十年来，我明年就是服侍主，全身服侍主40年了。
I will reach the milestone of 40 years ministry serving the Lord next year.
Yeah, 我也想到就是说像我这么样的，当时呢十几岁的时候准备要死了，准备要一个自杀了，怎么会今天40年后能够成为主的仆人，带了很多人的信主，也带了很多人走上侍奉的道路。
I'm amazed at the fact that, you know, as a teenager, I was on the verge of suicide, but today I'm able to serve the Lord in this capacity.
所以今天我在没有分享我们洪都拉斯的这个一项之旅的时候，我要讲一下这个五饼二鱼。
So today, before I share with you the ministries that I have done in Honduras, I would like to talk about this again, the theme of the five fish and two loaves.
我想这个五饼二鱼这个故事，这个神迹可能大家都很熟悉了。
I believe everybody is familiar with the story.
五饼二鱼有时候我在想，为什么不是三饼一鱼呢？或者六饼三鱼呢
？Sometimes I think why not three fish, one loaf or six fish, two loaves.
我不知道你们有没有想过这个数字啊？因为在圣经里面，这个数字很有意义的。
I don't know whether you pondered upon these numbers, because they are insignificant in the Bible.
五饼二鱼，这个五和二，你们有想到这个五和二跟我们有什么关系没有？
You ever thought about the issue with the number 5 and 2?
当然我们知道这个当时这个故事呢这个孩子呢为了跟从耶稣为了听耶稣的讲道跟着几千人一块是吧所以呢也许呢很多人都没有带食物那这个孩子呢我不知道是他自己带呢还是母亲呢塞了一小包的一个 lunch box 放在他口袋里让他带着跟着耶稣去听耶稣讲道
We know many people follow Jesus along the way and we don't know whether this boy because had a lunchbox stuffed by his mother, but we know he had five.
那这个故事呢，耶稣当时讲这个故事呢，就是说，圣经里记载这个故事呢，就这个孩子呢，在当时都大家都没有食物的时候呢，耶稣让门徒去找食物，结果呢没有食物，大家没有带食物。
We know in the Bible record of the story that Jesus asked the disciples to look for food, but nobody carried food with them on this trip.
你就是用钱去买食物，你这么多的人，圣经记载是除了妇女孩子，男人就有5000，那加上妇女孩，你想多少？我想起码10000多。
Even if you have money to purchase food, where are you going to do that? We know in the scripture that were at least 5,000 men, plus the children and the women. My imagination is way over 10,000.
圣经里讲到，门徒说这个有小孩，他有5饼2鱼，他拿出来了。
In the Bible, it tells us that one of the disciples said, this boy has 5 fish and 2 loaves.
那么耶稣祝福以后，让大家分派出去，结果呢，越分越多，越分越多。 5000人全吃了，而且呢，妇女儿童还不算。
Jesus blessed the food and asked them to pass along, and it seems it's been multiplied, and all 5,000 plus women and children were fully fed.
那最后呢，还剩了渣渣子、零碎的，还收集了12篮。
And there was even leftovers that filled 12 baskets.
我想在圣经的这个故事呢，这是一个神迹啊，耶稣所行的一个神迹。但是从这个神迹里面呢，我看到了几件事情。
I believe we can see a number of things in this miracle.
第一件事情，我觉得我刚刚讲了这个5和2，这是代表什么呢？
First, let's think about the numbers 5 and 2.
你们想到这个5和2跟我们的人的身体有关系啊？
You ever thought about that maybe related to our body?
五是什么呢? 我们的五官、五腑内脏、五体投地，很多这些成语说到我们人的身体。
We have 5 senses, and we have 5 different organs, and many of our physiology is related to.
五指啊，是吧？是五指。
5 fingers.
我们的身体是不是两个两个呢? 两个眼睛、两个耳朵、两个手、两个腿，是不是两个两个呢?
We also have pairs of two, like two pairs of two eyes, pair of two hands.
这不单单是五饼二鱼，这是我们自己把自己献给主。
This is not merely about 5 loaves and 2 fishes. This is about us giving up ourselves.
这个孩子呢，他可以留。 一条鱼，两个饼，他可以把剩下的拿出来，自己留一点。
This boy could have saved 1 loaf or 1 fish for himself.
耶稣，他也许不需要你，耶稣他可以有其他的办法来行的神迹，喂饱所有的人。
Jesus may not even need the 5 loaves and 2 fishes to bless this many. He could use other methods, other ways.
但耶稣欣赏这个孩子，他把所有都拿出来，耶稣祝福了，让所有人吃到。
But he loved his kids and he blessed these food.
所以我看到，我们在服侍主的时候，我们在把自己摆在神的手中，要把自己东西，我们把自己摆在神的手中，求神的使用，神的祝福。所以有很多时候，我们觉得我们没有能力，我们没有。 任何的恩赐，但是我愿意摆上，神就使用我们行神迹。
We really need to lay ourselves down and let God's blessing through us. We know we're not talented, but God will use us in His way.
还有一个，就是在所有的吃完以后，这些渣子零碎，还收集了十二篮。
And also about the leftovers, so that they gather together for the filled 12 baskets.
耶稣说到这个十二篮的时候呢，这是纪念这个孩子，他不仅拿出来了，你看神祝福了以后，他还剩这么多，这么多的食物。
Jesus blessed this child that when he gives up everything he has, then he blessed him with more.
我们这几年在洪都拉斯所做的短宣的事工，我们也很多时候我们也没有想到，我们华人做跨文化宣教，我们能做什么？我们能够啊，在那个地方我们做不了什么，但是我们看到神迹奇事，我们看到很多的神迹奇事。
We were initially very bewildered of what we can do over there in Honduras as a Chinese doing cross-cultural mission.
我想马太福音二十八章十九到二十节我们都会背诵。
I believe we probably all memorized the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 19 to 20.
所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守我就常与你们同在直到世界的末了。
Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely, I am with you always, to the very end of the age.
前面这句话，你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
The first part, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations.
这句话，这节圣经呢，这两节圣经实际讲起来呢，应该是叫做英文叫做 mission statement。
The sentence in English we often call it。
我们知道，我们把这两节圣经叫做大使命，是吧
？We often call this the great command.
你们假如在各个公司工作的话，每一个公司都有自己的使命。
If you work in any companies, many of them will have a mission statement.
可口可乐他们的使命是什么呢？他们的使命是要全世界的每一个人都尝到可口可乐。
You know, the mission statement for Coca-Cola is to let everyone in the world have a taste.
是不是很简单呢？
Sounds very straightforward, right?
你知道今天全世界的有多少人喝过可口可乐
Do you know how many people have tasted Coca-Cola worldwide?
我前一段时间去搜查，大概70%多，最近又看了新的数据，99%。
I've done some research. I found out that about 70% have come across Coca-Cola.And my recent discovery was about 99% have come across.
最大的消费可口可乐是墨西哥，第二是美国，第三是加拿大。
The biggest consumer of Coca-Cola is Mexico, followed by the U.S. and Canada.
墨西哥喝可口可乐是最多的一个国家，然后呢，他每年喝可口可乐死亡的人呢？28,000人。
In Mexico, it's the biggest consumer of Coca-Cola, and every year, there are 28,000 people pass away due to the consumption.
很多没有死的是半死半活，糖尿病。
Many who have not passed away also suffers from diabetes.
所以这么样的东西，他们的 mission statement， 他们的使命。都能达到99%。
With a product like this, their mission statement is to reach 98% of the world population.
为什么我们主耶稣的福音能够拯救灵魂起死回生？我们没有办法做到。
Why don't you think the great commission of Jesus is to save the lost?
所以教会的使命 就是传福音。
So the purpose of a church's existence is to preach the gospel.
教会是谁呀？教会是牧师，教会是长老，教会是执事或者监教士，是他们的责任吗？
The church belongs to a pastor, the elders, the deacons, or the ministers.
教会就是每一个重生得救的基督徒，我们的使命。我们每一个人，每一个基督徒，都有这么样的使命，都有这个责任。
The church is the mission work of every single one of us who have been saved.
我们华人教会经常把宣教呢，你们可能都很明白，我们的宣教怎么做宣教啊？我们就是支持宣教士啊，我们从金钱上支持他们呢，很好，没错。但是呢，我们要去。耶稣说：“你们要去。”
Overseas Chinese churches have a routine habit of sending and supporting missionaries overseas, but the purpose is that we should also go.
很多时候，我们把这个大使命呢，把它变一下我们要去哪里啊？去中国，去台湾，去南美的华人聚居的地方，像我们。同胞是同一个语言的中国人传福音没有错，但是耶稣说你们要去是万民。
It's all right that we have been focusing on our missions to China, Taiwan, and overseas Chinese populations anywhere in this world. That is correct. But the Jesus commandment is that we can go and preach the gospel to everyone.
我们这两年18年开始呢，到了洪都拉斯这个跨文化的地方，就是讲西班牙语的地方，其实是很接近美国，而且呢美国第二语言就是西班牙语。
We have started in 2018, right before the pandemic, to the country of Honduras. It's very close to the US and Spanish speaking andIt should be relatively easy because Spanish is the second most popular language in the U.S.
在洪都拉斯其实是在北美很接近的，但是呢对我们来说还是很生疏的，因为我们不知道怎么样去用这个西班牙语，怎么样去了解这个国家，怎么样去跟他们传福音，这个我们非常生疏。
Although not that far, but we are very unfamiliar with the country of Honduras. We do not know how we can preach the gospel in Spanish.
这几年我们看到，我们虽然这些都是我们所不熟悉的地方，我们不熟悉的事工，但是呢，我们愿意走出去，我们愿意把我们摆上，放在神的手里，我们跟很多的华人弟兄姐妹一起去。神就在其中，神的奇迹。
Seeing that we are not familiar with this type of gospel work, but we co-labored with many overseas Chinese churches to carry out this mission.
所以今天晚上我把我们华人教会各地的华人教会一起和弟兄姐妹一起在洪都拉斯传福音所得到的奇迹神迹跟大家分享。
Let me share with you tonight the miracles that have happened when we co-labor with other churches.
洪都拉斯是一个500年天主教历史，从500年前哥伦布到达了中南美洲以后，这个天主教的宣教士也到了里面。
Honduras is a country with a 500-year history of Christian Catholic missions.
我觉得天主教他们做了很多很多的事工包括我们看过的一个好莱坞的电影叫 Mission 甚至很多宣教士献出他们的生命。
I pray that the Catholics have achieved many many successes in their missions, even one film by the Hollywood on the missions that we know they have done many many miracles there.
但今天我们发现在中美洲、中南美洲很多的国家，它的情况是怎么样的？起码在洪都拉斯，我们发现70%的家庭没有男人，男人不负责任， 女孩子平均怀孕年龄是14岁。
But what we realize today, in this country, contemporary, there many countries, many population, 70% of them, without a father, and the initial pregnancy age of young girls are 14.
我们看到，二三十岁的这个妇女，她已经是祖母了。
We've seen people in their late 20s, early 30s also being grandparents.
那个这个情形呢，我在洪都拉斯第一次去了以后，我觉得这个国家没有什么希望，恶性循环，是恶性循环。
I felt hopeless the first time I arrived in this country. I feel it, it's just getting worse and worse.
你看他们的这些房子，这是算是好房子，是铁皮房子，是贵的房子，外面90多度，里面100多度。这是烤箱啊，这不是房子。
You can see these different conditions. These huts made of steel plates will have 100 degrees temperatures.
它这个房子怎么造的？用树枝，完了钉起来，然后呢，树枝的中间用泥封上去，塞一些石头啊，然后下了雨以后呢，这些泥一冲掉，这里面就空着的看进去了。然后就用塑料袋呢，把它塑料布呢包起来，又是一个房子。
These houses were made by plywood with mud pasted onto it, so every time there was a rainfall, then the mud would slide away, and you can actually see through. So sometimes they use plastics to wrap it up.
有的家庭连这个薄膜塑料的这个塑料布都买不起，所以呢，你从外面能够看到这个树枝，看到房间里面去。
Some families cannot even afford plastic wraps, so you can see through their walls.
在南部地区，满天满遍野的都是这种房子啊。
This is very common in the southern part of the country.
你到这里面去，什么都没有，连床都没有，一个吊床啊，吊床的搭起来，白天晚上就把绳子放下来，就吊床。
And when you walk inside, there wasn't much left, and there may be a hammock.
这是他们的厨房啊。
And that is the kitchen.
一个烤板，就是这个烤玉米饼啊，煮有玉米饼的话，就是吃玉米饼，烤玉米饼。这是他们的吊床。
A stove that they bake their corn and their hammock.
这是他们的家，他们的这个村落。连狗都没有东西吃，人没有东西吃，狗也没有东西吃。你看过这种这么瘦的狗吗？排骨狗。
And you can see that even their dogs are starving.
那些狗都吃垃圾，连垃圾都没得吃。
And the dogs feed on trash, rubbish.
也没有水啊，那边很缺乏水。但是实际上，这个洪都拉斯两面海，经常大雨。我就不知道为什么它水源这么缺乏。
And there's a scarcity of fresh water. Even though Honduras faces the ocean, and also has a rain, I'm not sure why it suffers from lack of clean water.
就在这种情况下呢，我们开始了在洪都拉斯的短宣，跨文化短宣。
And under such circumstances, we started our mission trips.
很多的短宣队的弟兄姐妹们，我们开始呢，我昨天已经讲了，我们在洪都拉斯所开始的短宣呢，叫做家庭短宣体验。
We call ourselves the mission trip as a family short mission experience.
因为华安教会的宣教呢，很多时候有一些误解，说这个宣教呢，要有资格的人才能宣教。要经过培训才能宣教，不是随便人都可以去宣教的。
Because I realize that we often have misunderstanding of what a mission trip is. We often tend to think that only those who are qualified, people who have had training, are eligible to go.
圣经里没有说哪一些门徒是合条件有资格去宣教，所以我们每一个人都要去万民。去传福音。
There was never a mention of eligibility in the scriptures, so every one of us should be entitled to go.
所以我们开始把这个短宣的信息，把短宣的模式呢推广给我们华安教会。
So we begin to promote this concept to our overseas Chinese churches.
当然，我们在当地，我们对他们的帮助有各方面的。第一个，我们可以我们来培训他们，我们捐款来让他们，因为他们连坐 bus 那个 school bus， 他那边 bus 都是我们学校车退下的校车到那边坐他们 bus， 他买几块钱的车票都没有办法来到宣教的那个培训的基地。
There's many facets of missions over there that we can do training, because many of their transportation buses were retired school buses from here, and many of them can't even afford the bus fares to come to our training.
很多传道人他们的收入根本就没有收入，在教会里的25块、50块，我问当地的教会，我说他们的他们薪水多少？25块、50块。
Many of these ministry, local ministers there have a very meaner income. They have may have a $25 to $50.
因为洪都拉斯他的95%的收入的国民收入是靠农业。
Because 95% of the GDP depends on agriculture.
然后呢，这个95%的收入靠农业，而且这个农业国家呢还饿着肚子。
Even though 95% of the revenue comes from agriculture, but many people suffer from lack of food.
当年没有固定的工作，妇女呢要洗15件衣服才有1块钱美金。
Many people do not hold permanent jobs, and you have to wash 15 clothes to get $1.
如果她能找到这么样洗衣服的工作的话呢，那还是很幸运的。
She'll be lucky if she can find such a job.
而且呢，一个礼拜大概就洗一次两次。
And maybe you only get to do that once or twice a week.
我一次问一个在教会里面，他是音乐这个侍奉，然后呢，因为我们看到有很多音乐侍奉的啊，他们卖 CD 是吧？到教会里来弹琴啊，或者唱歌啊。然后呢，特别是美国教会，很多是专业的、全职的音乐侍奉的。然后呢，他靠这些奉献啊，或者教会的支持，用音乐来侍奉神，然后卖一些 CD， 10块、15块。那边有一次有个弟兄来，他也是这么做，然后他卖 CD， 卖些五分钱美金。
We know in the U.S. There are many music ministries where people get fundraising for selling their CDs for $10-$15. And but I asked the locals, and those CDs were only sold for 5 cents.
所以我后来听他唱得非常好啊，西班牙语的福音歌唱得非常好啊。然后我就问他，我说你是不是在各个教会在服侍？然后你这是你的全职的施工啊？他说不是，他要去建房子，他经常要去做建筑工人。
I asked one person, and because they have very good music ministry, and so I asked if that is a full-time job. The response was no, and that person has to take construction work.
所以第一步，我们觉得我们应该帮助当地的传道人，当地建立当地的教会，让他们得到造就，得到培训，他们才是当地传福音的主力军，我们只是配搭的。
I think the first step that we should help them is to help the local ministers to sustain their ministry, because they are the backbone. We are there to assist.
所以我们支持他们所有的费用，包括吃住和路费。最近呢，他们今年又在去年停了一年以后，今年要开始50个教会集中在一起培训。你知道他需要多少钱吗？50个传道人1000块美金。
So we bear the burdens of all the training costs for them, and this year there will be 50 participants, and it's going to cost $1,000 with everything covered.
一个人多少钱？20块美金，对吧
？So it's $20 per person.
20块美金，他们都出不起，
and、
所以我们
can't afford that even.
我们一定要支持他们。我们希望我们的一点点的支持呢，
Absolutely.
能够让他们担负在当地的传福音的工作，牧养教会的工作。
We absolutely need to support them so that they can bear the bulk of the work.
在19年的时候，我们开始第一次的帮助他们做这个培训，传道人的培训。我们问他们，你们以前有做过吗？他说第一次。很多人在这几天的培训当中分享，流着眼泪分享来感恩。
In 2019, we conducted our first ever training program, and we asked them have they ever received it before, and they have not, and many of them are in tears the whole time.
而且呢，对妇女同工的培训，我们也是对他们帮助他们来做这个妇女同工的培训。这些姐妹们都有很多的他们的难处，他们的苦处，他们也跟这些其他的也有很多，就是从小就怀孕生孩子。后来得救以后，他们在教会里服侍，有很多的姐妹在教会里服侍。
We also conducted women's ministry training. Many of these sisters have suffered personal tragedies with issues like teenage pregnancies, like that.
这是沈牧师当时这个是老照片了19年沈牧师在这当中，看见没有？还有黄牧师也在里面，他们把你们教会的一些的一个 T 恤带过去。
This is the picture of Reverend Shen went over there in 2019, and also Pastor Huang was there.
另外一个事工呢，我们做帮扶教会，也就是叫姐妹教会。每个教会呢，我们把北美的华人教会和洪都拉斯一个教会结成个姐妹教会。
Another ministry work that we do is church sponsorship. In other words, we pair a North American overseas Chinese church with a local church as sister churches.
Yeah, 这个我们要跟他们做配对。每个月呢，北美的华人教会通过姐妹教会的支持，$360每个月。
Make them in work in pairs. So every month, the North American Overseas Chinese Church will be contributing $360 per month.
我不知道你们教会现在还有没有支持这个姐妹教会。这个是沈牧师当时我是媒人，把你们教会和洪都拉斯教会结成姐妹教会。这是一照片。
I'm not sure whether your church is still supporting them, but I was the matchmaker and by that time and pairing your church with the local church there.
Yeah, 我希望这个沈牧师退休以后，你们教会还要继续这个姐妹教会的支持
My hope is that even after Reverend Shen has retired, that your church will continue to support them.
这个360块做什么呢？也就是像助养孤儿一样，那边有50个教会，这个联会有50个教会，目前呢，只有5-6个教会得到姐妹教会的支持。但是呢，这360块钱呢，不仅是不完全是给这个教会，给所有的教会的传道的培训，这些钱呢，就是从这里面来的。
We have about 50 churches. Right now, there's only 5 or 6 of them getting sponsorship. The $360 per month.Will support all of them.
不仅是传道人的培训，姐妹同工的培训，还有走读圣经学校，一年4次，一次2个礼拜，走读圣经学校，这些是下一批的传道人。
Not only the church ministry, the women's ministry, as well as the vacation Bible schools.
他们那边
each year, each takes up 2 weeks will be supported.
他们那边。经过2年的培训，这种走读培训就可以做牧师。
After 2 years of training, and they can be trained into as a minister.
所以呢，我们要在每年有4次不停的培训给这些传道人培训，因为他们的培训的基础太差了。
We need to have four continuous training sessions with them.
我们在那又开始了儿童事工，通过我们北美的华人教会短宣队，特别是我们的青少年，我们华人的青少年在那边做这个 VBS。
We also started a children's ministry over there through the sponsorship and especially involving our youth ministries to go over there and conduct VBS。
你看他在排队干什么？排队领这个棒棒糖 ，lollipop。
These kids are lining up for lollipop。
一个 lollipop 能够把孩子带来 VBS。
Even a lollipop can attract kids to VBS。
你们有没有做 VBS？ 我想你们可能宣传了半天就来个几十人是吧？
Do you carry VBS over here? I'm not sure how many will show up after you're aggressively approaching them.
那边的 VBS 不用宣传的
over there,
啊，都跑来了。
Over there, you don't have to outreach. They will come.
连天主教的家庭都把孩子送到这个福音派教会来参加这个 VBS.
Families from the with the Catholic background will also send their kids.To evangelical events like this.
有时候我们要限制来的孩子，因为我们带的东西不够啊，有很多手工的东西带的不够，所以要限制他们在100人以下。
Sometimes we have to limit the enrollment to 100 because we do not have enough materials to cover for everyone.
这些都是北美的我们华人教会和青少年他们带过去的一些手工啊一些礼物，所以都是他们的做。我们发现这些孩子非常棒，他们啊。本来我们大人要帮助，结果呢，我们看到从头到尾都是这些华人青少年各个教会的，他们从头到尾就是他们来做。
These gifts and crafts were prepared by youth groups in overseas Chinese churches in North America.
今年夏天啊，我们办了20多场 VBS， 大概估计大概有起码1600这个啊孩子们来参加 VBS， 就是今年暑假。
We carried out this past summer 20 vacation Bible schools with at least 1,600 enrollments.
我们在一个海岛，在海岛办的时候，这个海岛呢，很多家庭呢，他们坐这个三轮摩托车的出租车，他们那个三轮摩托车印度进去的那个出租车，雇了出租车来参加我们的 VBS。
One of the VBS site was on an island, and we've had people who traveled. On tricycles to come to participate.
啊，这些孩子非常高兴，他们来啊传我们啊传福音给他们，讲圣经故事给他们，啊，他们非常非常的从来没有做过，从来没有参加过这种 VBS.
These kids were thrilled to be here and listening to the Bible stories.
你们刚刚看的都是很小的哈，都是小孩子。我们发现在到教会来的都是小小的，啊，10岁以下、7、8岁、5、6岁他们来。但是我们就问他说，这个大孩子到哪去了？啊，大孩子到哪去了？女孩子到12岁、13岁怀孕了，她来不了了，对吧？做妈妈了。那男孩子到哪去了？男孩子跑到大城市里面去了，妈妈管不住他，家里没有父亲，所以男孩子跑掉了。
As you can see, many of the attendants are younger children, and they are very thrilled to be here. But where are the older kids? We realize that by teenage years, girls are already pregnant and they cannot be participating. And boys are already runaways from the local towns and households. They are in big cities.
所以这些十几岁的孩子呢，跟着这些大孩子走，然后呢，毒品，当然啊，帮派啊，这些钱来得快啊，去打工可能还找不到工，所以跟着他们去毒品帮派，所以有很多的钱。所以这些孩子呢，就走上犯罪的道路，最后呢，很多的进了监狱。
Along their journey, these younger kids will follow up the footsteps of older kids, and many will fall into the trap of drugs and other gangs, things like that, and many end up in jail.
所以我们就想呢，这个国家呢没有希望，这个叫做恶性循环呢。
That's why I originally believed there was no hope for this country because it's only getting worse.
我们跟当地教会在探讨，有什么办法能够把这些大的孩子能够拉回来，拉到教会里面来。所以最后呢，探讨的最后，足球事工是一个答案。
So we discussed with the local churches and how can we attract these older kids back to church, and we realized that the soccer ministry is a very effective one.
你知道这个足球在中南美洲的重要性啊，就是我可以形容它这个足球是这些国家的魂呢、啊，灵魂呢、
啊。You all know that soccer is a big national pastime in many of the Central and Southern American countries, and you can there's no exaggeration that it is the most important pastime.
大大小小都会踢球，男女老少都会踢球，全民踢球。
Everybody can participate.
也洪都拉斯800多万人口，啊、 经常踢进十六强、三十二强，曾经踢进世界杯的八强。
Honduras with a population of 8 million has often been very successful in its soccer tournament, topping the top 16 or topping 32. Or one year they top the top 8 in the World Cup.
没有饭吃可以，没有足球踢，没有足球场这不行的。所以每一个村落都有足球场，而且有的是灯光球场，哇，这个很震撼，灯光球场，这么穷的国家啊，他一定要有一个足球场。
Some can go without eating when they still wanted to play soccer, and you can see there are soccer fields in each village. Some of the soccer fields were even lighted.
我很震撼啊，看到那个正式规模的这个足球场、灯光球场，那、啊、当然你要租了啊，一个晚上好像一个晚上租一下75块美金啊，也不是很贵啊，灯光球场它要电嘛，所以啊，这个看到这个国家对足球的这个热爱。
I was surprised to see that it cost $75 a night to rent a lighted soccer field.
所以我们啊跟教会谈了以后，我们觉得足球是一个非常好的一个事工。那怎么做呢？我们有的在北美的华人的弟兄呢，在国内去订购足球服装。
We reached the conclusion that this may be an effective solution. So some of the ourmembers in the North American churches have ordered soccer uniforms from manufacturers in China.
Yeah. 所以呢，你看这孩子，我们一块去踢球啊，我们到球场去啊，哇，都来了啊，都来了。然后我们呢，发足球的服装给他们。
And you can see it's a high calling there, and we ask them to come and we give them these uniforms.
这一套足球服装从头到尾，连鞋子，不到50块钱。
This whole set from the shirt to the shingles and the shoes cost less than $50.
我们现在已经有这个送了6个球队的服装进去了，一个球队大概$800。
We have sponsored six soccer team with the cost about $800 each team.
我们已经成立一个足球的义工团队，热爱足球的弟兄姐妹啊来参加，然后他们来捐款，甚至用一个这个非常有创造性的捐款的方法，家里养了狗，四脚小狗去卖啊，不是卖，是捐款，你一条小狗拿去，你捐一个足球队给我们。
There are members of the team that have creative ways of sponsoring these.Soccer teams.
你看这么整齐的这服装啊，我想只有这个国家队可能才有这么整齐的服装啊，那么贵，很贵。你看这个鞋的都是统一的啊，从中国订购过来的。
All these accessories come from manufacturers in China.
所以他们很兴奋啊，很多孩子看到这个服装的非常羡慕，非常愿意参加球队。你参加球队了。你在练习的时候，要传福音给你，一起祷告，我们要一起查经，所以孩子呢都来听福音，来教会，所以这个呢把他们吸引到教会来。
They are very much attracted to it, and they want to participate. And we have prayer meetings each practice, and we also have Bible studies each practice, and they like to come.
足球施工今年2月才刚刚开始，现在我们已经得到很多的大家的这个对这方的。这个支持啊，不管在洪都拉斯也好，不管在北美也好，我们中国人很多华人弟兄很喜欢踢足球啊，所以我们这个足球已经成立了足球的义工啊，这个义工小组。
We have organized many support for this ministry since this past February. Many churches in North America, we have people who like to play soccer, so we have formed a supporting team.
所以我们现在这次下礼拜我们要到南美啊，巴拿马啊，阿根廷、秘鲁，神牧师跟我们快去啊，其中的一个项目我们要推广到南美去。
Next week we're heading to Panama, Argentina and Peru, and I believe very soon Reverend Shen is going to join us.
坚毅施工也是一个非常激动人心的施工，我们华人参与的中美洲的坚毅施工，我们没有办法想象华人。 语言不通，对那里的文化不了解，我们到监狱，我们监在美国监狱都没去过，怎么会在啊这个监狱呢？这个啊洪都拉监狱呢，能够得到这么大的一个成果
？Another a big ministry is the prison ministry. I know many of us are bewildered by the fact that we never even step into an American prison. How can we, you know, do an effective ministry work in the prisons over there?
那个一九年我们开始了第一次的监狱施工的分享福音。然后呢，去20年和21年停了一年多，去年呢夏天以后我们又开始了，今年又开始了。我把这个视频放一下。
I'm going to show you a video because we started in 2019, of our prison ministry. We it was put on hold for through 2021, but we resumed. So I'm going to show you this little video clip.
Okay, 我们把音响打开一点。可以大声一点。Summarize.
This video clip shows how the Living Hope Ministry has conducted its prison ministries. Every mission visit will cost about $1,000 that we bring in people, personal sanitary products, toothpaste, soaps, and these things. and it helps them. And when we get to these special meetings, many people come, and you can see many people receive Christ right there on the spot. So the main effect of that is the young people getting saved, so that they don't repeat what their older generations have done, that get into trouble with the law and then continue down that path. So Living Ministry, Living Hope has been collaborating with many, many churches over there, and it really had an effect over the last couple of years.
我想那个接受工这种结果啊，这么多的犯人，这个接受福音，这个我们万万没有想到，我们怎么可能啊到达监狱里面？我们怎么会去啊不同语言、不同风俗，像都传福音，这么多的犯人啊，因着我们的见证分享啊，他们能够觉知，这都是神迹啊！我觉得。
And really fully amazed that these really are miracles, different language, different culture, be allowed to reach these prison population and preach the gospel to them.
神很愿意跟我们一起合作，神很愿意看到我们愿意把自己摆上，然后呢，他来行神迹。他不愿意他自己的神迹，就像那个孩子一样，要把这五鱼五饼二鱼摆上，耶稣就祝福。
God will help us. He will help. He's not doing it alone. He will help us. That just like he used the little boy with the five loaves to two fishes, and to continue to multiply that. And that's the kind of miracle work that God is doing there.
Yeah, 我们也是简简单单愿意摆上，我们愿意进去，我们愿意，我们不知道怎么做，我们不知道怎么结果，但是我们愿意分享，我们简简单的分享，结果呢，神借着我们的愿意。
The same is true with our ministry. We do not know how to do this. We are just willing to put ourselves out there. And by that simple commitment, God is using it and multiplying it.
活水施工是另外一个施工，我们帮助当地的民众建立水槽，因为他们很多的很多的民众呢，每天就为了提这一桶水啊，走了很远。我们有的孩子每天有两顿饭给他们吃，他们都没法来吃。因为什么呢？他要提水，每天要提水。后来我们发现了问题以后，我们说我们来帮你建水槽，这么样你不用天天去提水。所以这个水槽呢，大概建好了以后呢，大概350块建一个水槽。然后这个水槽呢，他们可以买水，那边要买水的啊，买这个水槽买满这个水呢，大概要$7-8，$7-8，用大概两个礼拜。
Another ministry is the Living Water Ministry.Because we find many people have to walk very far to get clean water. So we help the locals with building these water tanks. So it takes about $350 to build a water tank like this, and then they can buy and sell waters for $7 or $8 per tank.
另外一个施工呢，我们做医疗施工，我们当中有很多的医疗人员，我相信在我们的这个八成基督教会有很多的从医的，或者是医药的，我们呢把这个医药带去，我们给他们看病。很多那边的当地民众从来没有见过医生，没有看过医生。
Another ministry is the healthcare ministry. We have a team of healthcare professionals. I believe in this church in the Baltimore area, you also have a lot of healthcare professionals.That we can go there and help them. Many of the locals never received any formal healthcare.
当地的同工呢，他们先传福音，我们带了我们的医疗的同工呢，给他们看病，带了这个药去。有时候我们带了花镜，啊，老人用的花镜，你知道他带了花镜往哪看呢？看望远镜，后来让他看这个啊，他没有想到这个花镜可以看字，可以看得很清楚。他不知道这花镜，很多人都不知道，老年人都不知道什么是花镜，是吧？所以我们带了很多花镜，哇，他们很高兴。这年纪大的，很多30-40岁就花了，眼睛都花了啊。
The local ministers, we rely on them to share the gospel, and then our team of healthcare professionals will help treat the locals. You know.Like opticians that with providing them with glasses.
我们姐妹为这些病人祷告，你看她一边祷告，她用一边用衣服擦眼泪。
You can also see our sisters pray for them and then they're in tears.
阴天部落，我们去年啊，在一年的筹划和祷告以后呢，我们在去年的七月份，我们开始了新的项目，在洪都拉斯北部印第安的深山的印第安部落里面开始了那边的福音事工。第一个事工是儿童事工，我们给他们。
We also started a new ministry among the local Indian tribes in northern Honduras, and we started with the children's ministry.
我们放个视频。
I can show you a video clip.
在洪都拉斯北部山区有一个名为库鲁潘族群的印第安部落，这个部落约有5000年历史，目前人口有20000多人。人种矮小，长期以打猎为生，部落的大多数家庭都没有男人，好像是无妻守夜。以前曾经有美国新教士来此地传福音，但没有扎根，均是每月来传福音几次。2018年，新希望带领了北美华裔教会在洪都拉斯。 啊，这个是啊，我觉得非常奇特的，神使用我们到印第安部落去帮助这些孩子，啊，其实。
This is an amazing experience that God has used us to reach these children in these tribal communities in northern part of Honduras.
其实我们啊所做的就是捐款，30块钱助养一个孩子。我们外面还有很多的照片啊，现在我们正在。扩大这个印第安部落的儿童施工，现在我们增加到100个孩子，所以外面你们家有感动的话，可以助养一个孩子30块钱，你们可以去短宣队去看望这些你所助养的孩子，我们每年都有2次这些孩子汇报，然后呢能够你为继续为我们祷告，我想不久的将来吧，我们看到这些孩子长大呢，成为印第安的传道人。
What we have done is we sponsored these children for $30 per month. Right now we have about 100 children that have been sponsored, and you can see some of their pictures out there on the table. And we do meet them twice a year. And if you come on a short mission trip, you will meet some of these children. What we hope is that these children will grow up to be Christian missionaries and ministers. for the Indian tribes in Honduras.
刚刚你给翻译了哈。
Summary of the video that starting in 2017 that Living Hope Ministry has trying to reach the mountainous region in northern Honduras, specifically the Turpan tribe that we teach the children and we bring in materials to help them and sponsored specifically a couple by the name of Leonardo and Juliana, who are Bible college graduates who have been ministered to the tribal people there. And just this past February of 2022, we have brought in fundings to purchase ukuleles and guitars to help the children's ministry. And even the local tribal chief come to participate in the worship. And you can see these children are already gathering and forming worship teams together to worship God.
有一件事我要讲一下，就是这对这个宣教士，刚刚看到的一个宣教士。
I need to specify this particular testimony. You can see this missionary.
去年我们到了印第安部落，哇，那个，然后呢，我们发现呢，哦，这里有水，谢谢。我们发现呢，这个他那边没有 WiFi， 然后呢，要接收微信也好，不是微信这个信息也好，邮件也好。他要骑摩托车经过五道这个河流啊，那边是翻山越岭，到一个小镇，然后在小镇呢download一个礼拜一次啊，然后把这信息，然后呢再回来，所以我们没有 WiFi。
There is no WiFi there. This missionary, we're trying to reach him through messages on WeChat. That he has to try to reach a local town, going through five different regions.And to get to access.
后来我就问他，我说，那个这附近有什么简单的 WiFi？ 他说有一个家在路上面，是做生意的，他们就是建了一个塔，然后这个塔的有时候收到，有时候收不到，但是呢，有个塔可以不用跑到外面去，就等到这个塔呢能够收到信息。我那问他说，这个塔建起来多少钱？他说大概$250。
So I asked him whether there's an alternative way of getting access to the Wi-Fi network, and he told us there's a small business along the way that has a little antenna, and I asked him how much that would cost to erect an antenna like that. I was told it cost you about $250 to build an antenna.
然后我赶紧跟我们的短信队，我们跟把这信息告诉他们，然后有个姐妹说。我这$250，你给他，让他赶紧去建这个厂。
So I relayed that information to our short mission trips members. So one of the sister on that team says, I have $250 in my pocket. Please give it to him and build an antenna.
我很高兴，我赶紧呢，我叫大家这个短信都过来，还有很多青少年，十几个青少年在，叫他们过来以后，我把这个李院长呢，我请过来。我说我要跟你讲一件事，我说呢，你刚刚跟我讲，你没有没有这个 WiFi， 需要建个塔，要$250。我说我们这个姐妹呢，捐了两百五给你。她看到了，听到以后，转过头来，我就看到那个眼泪一大滴一大滴的滴下来。
So I gathered folks on the team and told him, this missionary, that you mentioned a lack of $250 to build a Wi-Fi antenna. And here is a donation from one of our sisters. And I can see him in tears.
哎呀，我就很感动啊！我说这个宣教士当地的洪都拉斯宣教士，不是美国宣教士，他们自愿到这个年轻的，来了两年没有 WiFi。自愿在这边，然后我跟那个青少年跟他们讲，我说你们有就想到有人会到这里来没有 WiFi 自愿到这里来，我说你没有手机到这里来，你埋怨你母亲在这跺脚啊 ，Why we should come here? No WiFi.
I was very touched and moved. This local missionary, not an American missionary, a local missionary, you know, willing to be there, invest himself into the lives of the local people.And without connections to the outside world. And sometimes you see our teenagers here, they come to the church and they complain there's no Wi-Fi here.
所以我想那些青少年看到这个景象，他们从来没有听说的，啊，为了传福音，啊，然后呢，自愿的到这么苦的地方，自愿的来受这个没有 WiFi 的这种生活的经历。
Many of these youths here, be surprised to see that, this missionary over there, you know, cannot get access to WiFi, and they very very surprised to hear that.
好，我赶快把这几个啊见证讲一下，我结束了。那个，我觉得我们对当地的施工呢，啊，神借着我们行了很多的奇事啊，只是仅仅的一小部分。
This is only a part of the miracles that God has performed, for us over there.
但是我觉得神所给我们这些短宣队员，我们啊这些华人的青少年，这个祝福更大。
I believe it's a much bigger blessing.For us to bring back to these young people growing up in America.
这个小董呢，他是在纽约大学学电影系的。当时呢，他不是基督徒，他说他愿意帮助我们。听说我们在洪都拉斯的施工，他是学电影的，所以他愿意帮我们拍一些影片，做一些视频。所以呢，他说他不是基督徒，可以不可以去？我说可以去。
This young man, an NYU student, majoring in film and cinematography.And although not a Christian, asked if he can join us for this trip, and he's willing to help us. I told him, yeah, sure.
他去了以后，他听得懂，他在学校学过的一个西班牙语，他都听得懂。所以呢，看到我们在那边所做的事工啊，所感动的事迹，我们最后呢，我们也传福音给他。你看到了我们所做的，然后呢，最后呢，他得救了，他愿意受洗了。
And he was saved over there, well there, because he understands a little bit Spanish, and he has witnessed what God has been doing through us over there.
我想他可能是，我不知道台湾有没有在那信主的，这个台湾是跟他建交的，以前没有大陆人去过，我是第一个大陆到那里去，啊，然后呢，这个我想他在那里受洗的时候呢，我觉得这个可能是洪都拉斯第一个中国人在那里受洗的中国人。
I think this probably is the first instances where a mainland Chinese person got saved and baptized in Honduras.
然后他做见证的时候，他说我在高中的时候读天主教学校，我读了圣经，我知道神学，但是这一次来呢，我见到了真正的耶稣。
And he said he has read the Bible because while he was in Catholic high school, and but only this time he really experienced God.
这位姐妹是费城，她的父亲是长老，然后她在临走的时候跟着当地的啊孩子建立的这种感情，依依不舍啊，两人都哭得分开了。
This young lady is from Philadelphia, whose father is an elder of a church in over there, and she had built a bond with the local.Young girls.
他回到教会在做见证的时候，两句就哭，两句就哭，讲不下去。
He gave a tearful testimony in her home church.
他说我不知道啊会有这种地方让我生命得到这么大的翻转，只有七天的时间。
And he emphasized that he wasn't sure that there exists such a place where her life turned upside down within 7 days.
这位小董呢，现在已经在啊美国的高级学府电影学府，啊 the film of what they call the academy of the
academy of motion films
yeah academy of motion film in California、
uh-huh.
yeah 说、so, 他现在在美国的这个电影学府来最高级的电影学府在读书啊，这个当然他将来可能会成为一个有名的这个电影编导了。
This young man has been admitted to the Academy of Motion Films in California, and we hope that he will be continually be used by God with his talents.
这位 David 啊，他是当时十九岁，他父母都在波士顿圣经教会做执事，然后呢，从五岁带到教会到十九岁就是不信主也不受洗。
And this young man by the name of David, whose parents are deacons serving in the Boston Chinese Bible Church, and he's been brought to church since he was 5 years old, and he's now 19 and never been baptized and never believed in God.
整个行程他一句不讲，但是他都听在那里。他在家里头跟父母不讲话， 回来就把门关起来。
He never said a word during the trip, and he doesn't communicate with his parents, so he always shut the door in his home.
在最后一天晚上，他也绝志了。我们两位纽约的牧师为他受洗，在一个旅店的小游泳池里面给他受的洗。
But he gave himself up to Jesus last night, before departure. We baptized him in the small swimming pool at the hotel.
这是他第一次有笑容。他母亲说，他从来没有看到这么样的笑容。母亲在旁边。
First time he has shown his face with smile. His parents that impresses his parents.
母亲在旁边哭了几个小时。
His mother was totally.
这是张瑞新牧师的儿子。
This is the son of Reverend John.
15岁啊，他说他不愿意受洗，教会里很多受洗班，他说我等到75岁再受洗。
15 years old and he never wanted to be baptized and he's going to wait until he's 75.
就在那一次的宣教啊，短宣当中，我们到了太平洋海岛啊，我们有一个受洗的一个机会。他决心要受洗了。
The short mission trip included an excursion to a small island, and he gave himself to Jesus and wanted to be baptized in the ocean.
然后我们四位牧师啊，包括他的父亲，还有当地的啊洪都拉斯牧师为他祷告，为他受的洗。
Four pastors, along with his father, who's the minister and a local minister, we all baptized him together.
我不知道在美国有没有这么一个经历，四个牧师来替你受洗。哎呀，这个张瑞新牧师啊，当场就嚎哭啊！我用嚎哭的形容他的当时的心情。我就听着哇一下就很大声的叫出来，哇，那个我觉得这多年的担心祷告期盼终于神听了他的祷告。
I believe God listens to his prayer from of many years.
后来听张牧师说，这孩子原来是打游戏机打得入迷。啊，这个有时候这课程都不行了，上课都不行了。后来回来以后呢，换吉他了，弹吉他了。
I heard from Reverend John that his son was deeply addicted to computer games and would never cease to play that. But after this trip, he picked up guitar instead.
啊，我想我就停到这里，很多很多的见证呀。那最后呢，我想要讲的呢，我们有很多啊。这个同工呢，通过的传这个宣教以后呢，决志全时间侍奉，啊，有很多这样的见证。
I'd like to end by giving you testimonies about many of our co-workers who had committed themselves to full-time ministry.
最后也讲呢，这个我们在洪都拉的短宣呢，我们没有想到神把我们北美华人教会团结在一起。原来我们北美华人教会呢，经常的自己都单打独斗或者做各做各的。但是呢，这次第一次我们啊，北美的华人教在洪都拉斯一起做一个宣教，我们希望能够复兴中美洲。
To my big surprise, that we were finally able to hold a seminar on the Honduras mission among many overseas Chinese churches here together.
我们经常每年都做一些研讨会啊，怎么样去更好的、更多的去帮助洪都拉宣教，怎么样去扩展我们的事工，而且呢，在泛美宣教大会上，我们现在已经开始扩展到南美洲，把我们所做的经验介绍到南美洲，希望南美的华人教会参与我们的事工，我也希望北美的华人教会去帮助在南美的啊宣教事工。
Through the platform of Pan America Overseas Chinese Church.Mission conferences and seminars, symposiums, that we would like to solicit help from both churches from the South and North America, Chinese churches, to come and join us together in carrying out this mission.
我想我们在洪都拉斯的短宣和宣教的经历呢，我们经历了五饼二鱼的神迹。
I believe we have experienced the miracle of five loaves and two fishes over there in Honduras.
我们没有经验，我们没有能力，我们没有机会。但是神呢，借着我们愿意摆上， 他成就了大事。
We have no experience, no opportunities, no talents, but God has used us, and achieved this.
他的祝福呢，不仅使千千万万的洪都拉斯的民众教会得到祝福，也使我们自己得到更大的祝福，因为我们的生命得到了翻转。
His blessings are not upon the hundreds of thousands of Honduras people over there, but also brings great blessings to us back home.
我们一起祷告。
Let's all pray together.
天父，我们感谢你，感谢你今天所给我们看到的这个神迹奇事，我们愿意把我们这里摆上，我们愿意被你所用，我们愿意看到这五饼二鱼的神迹也能发生在我们的身上。求你继续带领我们，带领我们在宣教的路上，让我们把我们把自己摆在你面前。我们愿在宣教的路上，要把我们自己这个奉献给你。求你也让我们每一个人，每一个教会都能够求你能让我们行出神迹奇事，你借着我们来行奇事。我们感谢你，让我们看到我们宣教并不难。我们不仅是祝福了万民，而且祝福了我们自己。我们感谢你借着这个经历，让我们看到你的祝福，让我们更多的来寻求你的旨意，来行走宣教的道路。我们将祷告，奉主的名求，阿门。
阿门。
明天早上我要分享，题目是数算自己的日子。我想呢，明天呢我会跟大家分享我们一生。我们做了什么？我们一生有多少时间？我们时间已经不多了。好。
Tomorrow morning, I'm going to share with you on the theme of numbering our days, and so we know the rest of our life, we can count on the blessing.
主日学也是在这里，宣教在教会中的事工的地位啊，就在这个地方。
Tomorrow Sunday school will be happening here as well.
Yeah. 我们时间可能我们就唱一首歌来结束我们今天的。
We'll close with a song.
世界之光，唱这首歌。